get started with some prayer. We have a prayer that I reserve for any special holy day that has the essence of the way that we should prepare our hearts in any form of worship, from Romans 12, 1 through 2. And so let's pray together. Yahweh, Lord God of our fathers, beseech our hearts by faith as brethren, by your mercies, how to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you. Give us a mind to know this is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but that we be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And so that is the mindset we are to have. We're going to get started with a psalm from Psalm 47 today. We're going to not have any songs from Psalm 119, just on account of the special time and some of the psalms that help us understand that. So why don't we stand and sing? It helps stretch our lungs, Marie says. This is to the tune of Fountain, which is the same as Psalm 19. So I won't give a hum. Defense that God offers us more than I think I've thought about it in the past. But for this psalm specifically, the reason why we're singing it is because it's a trumpet song. It is for the day of trumpets. And so you'll notice that the voice of triumph and the trumpets being sounded in the name of Yahweh and all of that is a common theme in that psalm. So that's why we added this today. We also have a like psalm from our Psalter, which is Psalm 20. And just as a reminder, all the psalms we're going to sing are all on the cover. They're already there, in line, as well as scriptures within the cover. It does kind of help.
Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble he doth send. And let the name of Jacob's God be from all ills defend. Oh, let him help send from above out of his sanctuary. Let him give strength to thee. Let him remember all thy gifts, accept thy sacrifice. Grant thee thine heart's wish and fulfill thy thoughts and counsel wise. In thy salvation we will joy. In our God's name we will display our banners and the Lord thy prayers all fulfill. Now know our God is King of faith, he from his holy hand will hear him with the saving strength by his own right hand given. In chariot some put confidence, some horses trust upon. But we remember well the name of our Lord God alone. We rise in upright stand when they are bowed down and fall. Deliver, Lord, and let the King us hear when we do call.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. The first Psalm, 47, is about trumpets, which, as this is the day of the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets, according to Scripture, this one is about remembrance. If you notice how many times the word remembrance is actually used, and this also puts emphasis on victory as well as the resurrection of the dead. And so this is something that's very important to consider on this day. It's something that should be remembered, and that's most of what we're going to talk about. And so we're going to go in our resuscitations. We're going to need our loose leaf pamphlet as well as the King James Bible. Sure. Emma, could you bring me my green the Bible and the green paper? And so our very first scriptural resuscitation comes from John 4, 23 and verse 4. John 4, 23, this is not coming from the Bible, but from the pamphlet. And then after that, we will move into Numbers 10 and Leviticus 23, which comes from our King James Bible. John 4, 23 through 4, that's 24. Jesus Christ our Lord, the Son of Man, said, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth."
And now is that hour when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
For the Father has taught me that I might worship him in spirit and in truth.
For God is a spirit.
They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. So that's a very, very important aspect of worship. You know, if you do not worship God in spirit and in truth, which means by the Holy Spirit and in truth, as well as by the Bible, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, biblical worship, it's not worship and God does not acknowledge it. It's false. It's idolatrous, actually. So it's important that this is the only way God accepts worship. I also like to point out what Jesus said. He did not say, now is, and it's going to come in sometime in the future. But he said, now it is. When he spoke those words, the temple still stood. While he spoke those words, he was actually with the people. And so that's a pretty important thing for us to take to heart every week in worship, as well as any time you, throughout the day, morning and evening, decide to bow your head in prayer and worship God, that you do so in spirit and in truth, because God sees our hearts, our minds, and our souls. He does not accept the counterfeit. You can't fool God. God always knows if you truly worship him or not. You can't be fooled. And so those are important things to remember. And so we are going to Numbers chapter 10 of the King James Version of our Bible. And I will start with verse 1. We'll just go back and forth until we get to And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece thou shalt make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps.
And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And if they blow with one trumpet, then the princes, which are head of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee.
When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward.
When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journey.
But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm.
And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppress you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies.
Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God.
And so very much so, this is the law of God that teaches us the use of the trumpet, and this is what is remembered also today on the seventh new moon. You can take notice to what we had put in our mouth, where it says the day of your gladness and in your solemn days in the beginning of your months. The Septuagint actually says your new moon specifically. You'll blow at the trumpet. And so as the prayer went out this morning, that we present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, and we do so in spirit and truth before God. On all holy days when we come together in worship, we should be remembering that it is our earnest desire that God accept our praise like a sacrifice and our thanksgiving, and that we do not pollute those things with our own thoughts and desires and wants. And so that's very, I think, also very sobering and something we can think about. Leviticus, the book right behind Numbers, chapter 3, 23. We're going to read the entirety of 23, starting with verse 23, which it starts with today. And we're going to read for the whole 7th month, just so we have a fresh remembrance of what we will be doing when the Day of Atonement comes, which is the day for fasting, and as well as trumpets there on tabernacles as it comes upon us, the Feast of Ingathering. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation.
Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also,
in the tenth of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your soul, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
And ye shall do no work in that day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God.
For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people.
And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people.
He shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all of your dwellings.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at evening. From evening unto evening shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord.
On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein.
These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and a drink offering, everything upon his day.
Besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord.
Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath.
And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of fig trees, and the willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days.
And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month.
Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths.
That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord.
Amen. Well, you can be seated, and I'm going to offer a message today, and then we will conclude with some more songs and worship. And so I printed out some calendars that are more biblically based. I know a lot of us now have the more easier to read Gregorian form of it, but there's some interesting things I'd like to mention before we even get into Bible study particularly. And that's on this, well, this is a little hard to read this one. I should have made that brighter or something, but it reminds you of trumpets, which is a holy convocation, what we just read about. And it also teaches us the biblical names if they're in the Bible. Some months are just simply numbered and do not have names. But this moon particularly was called Ethanim, and that is the name that our ancestors would have called the seventh month by, and it's an agriculturally based name. The seventh month is the month that is to remind us of how the Sabbath cycle works and the blowing of the trumpets for the new moon as well as for the Sabbath day. I also find it very important to call to attention, which we will talk about today in Bible study, that the word remember and the word memorial come from the word zakar, and zakar is the word for both words. So anytime you read the word remember, memorial, about 90% of the time in the Bible, you're actually reading the word Zakar. Zakar is also the word for a man, a male, that is, because he is the one who is the rememberer of the household, the head of the house that reminds the house to worship God. And so that's an important thing to call to attention in remembering that. And so, as I pointed out, you know, I don't know how or how it all happened, but a liturgical calendar based on days has become common, regardless of which calendar you use. The Eastern Orthodox use the Julian to this day. They still use the calendar that was used by Julius Caesar. It's way off and out of whack, but they don't seem to care about that. They think it's the God-ordained one for whatever reason. And so they keep that. The Coptic Church in Egypt, in Ethiopia, they keep a Ethiopic calendar that is based off of the Egyptian calendar of the pagans. That is no joke. They still to this day use that same cycle, and they have made it Christianized. They've baptized it, so to speak. And so the Catholic Church used the Gregorian calendar, which is the calendar we all use for business today and all are familiar with. And as I pointed out yesterday in conversation between Rick and Kate, well, they're talking about praying to saints and where does that all come from. I brought down the four-volume set that has every single day of the year in which saint you were to pray to that day. If you were to follow that liturgical calendar, and some days have like six saints that you need to pray to that day. So none of that's biblical. I'm not endorsing any of it. But the Bible does actually offer us a liturgical calendar, which is why we use the one that we use. And it's just simply by reading it out of the Bible. And so those who are willing to follow the law of God have a biblically based worship that can, you can be confident is true and is spiritual, because God spoke his word by his spirit. And it's true because God said it's true, and it's just that simple. And so while there are different variations of following the calendar, I understand that, and I'm not condemning anybody for their choice. I'm just simply making the point that if you want satisfaction in worshiping God in spirit and truth, I think it's a good idea to go back to whatever God said to do and to abandon all the things men made up. After that, it will certainly allow you to understand Sabbath worship according to the commandment in Exodus 20, verse 8, where we're told to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It will certainly bring to mind a remembrance from creation and from salvation, which is the point made in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So there are specifically two things on every Sabbath we're to remember. And that is creation and salvation. Those are the two things we're commanded to keep all throughout the Bible. It doesn't matter which testament you're in. You are going to be told to remember and to worship God for his work in salvation and his work in creation. And in some cases, recreation of the heart and mind and soul of a person, of yourself, really, to transform you, like the prayer asked this morning. And so we are to believe that it is our reasonable service to do whatever God's will says to do, that it is good and acceptable. And so a lot of the message I'm going to bring forward today actually will deal with these subjects, and they will deal with these issues particularly, and I'm hoping to deal with some other issues as well that have come to my attention that I think are important for this day to remember. Psalm 81, we have A and B. This is a psalm we know pretty well. Our every new moon song. But we're going to sing the whole thing this time. I'm going to try to remember what it says. Want to hum it out for us a little? Sing la.
to God our strength with joy, to Jacob God do sing. Take up a song, the pleasant heart, timbrel and psaltery bring. The trumpet sounds, our feet appointed. For God to Israel and the law of Jacob's God was there. To Joseph this our testimony he made when Egypt land. He traveled through where speech I heard, I did not understand. Shoulder I from burden took, his hand from bondage free. Thou didst in trouble on me call, and I delivered thee. In secret place of thundering, I did the answer make. And at the streams of Meribah, of thee approved it take. O thou my people, give an ear, I'll testify to thee. To thee, O Israel, if thou wilt, but hearken unto me. In midst of thee there shall not be any strange God at all, nor unto any God unknown thou bowing down shall fall. I am the Lord thy God which did from Egypt land thee guide. I'll fill thy mouth abundantly, do thou it open wide. But ye my people to my voice would not attentive be, and even my chosen Israel, he would have none of me. So to the lust of their own hearts I am delivered. And then in counsels of their own they vainly wandered. Oh, that my people had me heard, Israel my ways had chose. I had their enemies soon to do, my hand turned on their foes. The haters of the Lord to him submission should have paid. But as for them, their time should have forevermore remained. He should have also fed them with the finest of the wheat, of honey from the rocks I fill, I should have made thee eat.
Amen.
Amen. So to the lust of their own hearts I then deliver it. And then in counsels of their own, they vainly wander it.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go to the New Covenant, which is Jeremiah chapter 30. We'll go there first. Jeremiah is in the major prophets. He comes after Isaiah.
My Bible is a book.
You have a special Bible.
Mm-hmm.
31. We'll read from 31, and we'll just read it all together from 31 unto 36. No, I'm sorry, 37. 31 to 37. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves roar thereof, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall see from me in the nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Also, this is a time where we generally use for reciting the Ten Commandments also, which is out of Exodus chapter 20. And we're not in a rush to get done. We can tarry one for another. And God spake all of these words, saying,
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.